In your time there, have you seen defenses? Does it happen quite a bit that defenses change kind of specifically for you? In other words, what you see on film is something way different than what you see on Sunday?
There's a lot of time. I wouldn't say it's every week, but more often than not, I think that, we'll go into a game plan, thinking this, and then a defense will go totally against their tendencies and things like that. And it's not just, because of me, it's because of everyone else. I mean, we got Reggie to think about, and then obviously Peyton and what he can do and things like that. So, that's why kind of when we go into a week, we prepare, we have our game plan, thinking what they're going to do, but then we also always are, kind of on guard on just, the possibility that they could just, totally come into something else. And then it's just going back into the kind of the archives, the library of things, and just say, oh, this is kind of what, New York did or whatever and things like that. And then we just start, kind of going back to those type of situations, those type of plays and calls and things like that, and just kind of adjust on the run.
Is that something Peyton does well? I mean, how long does it take him to figure out the what they're trying to do and get you guys settled?
It all depends. I mean, there's obviously defense can only do so much with their personnel, and obviously the teams that have a lot of experience on their defensive side can do more and can change things more week to week. It's tough for a team that isn't very experienced or has enough veteran guys. I mean, you put them at a disadvantage when you just change up something one week and things like that. So they're better off of just doing what they do and do it to the best that they can. And so it's just it all depends on what coaches feel comfortable with. So it's not as easy as, oh, we're just gonna start doing this. I mean, they gotta feel comfortable with it too. And so, a lot of times they feel better just doing what, they've practiced all camp and all that stuff. And so, it's not as easy as just, dialing something up. But it's tough for teams to do that. So I mean, it's just not that easy.
Anything?
Dallas, how tough is it to play at the speed you guys play at sometimes? I mean, sometimes it looks like you're in ultimate hurry-up mode. Is that tough on an offense?
Not really. I mean, it is. I mean, it is during camp, and it is during, the off-season when, you're not in the best shape and all that, and you can be in the best conditioning shape you can be, and then you come into camp and football conditioning is totally different than just going out and running conditioning. So it's just as you prepare during camp and you have that, you just kind of get in shape where that, I mean, we're doing that every day. So it just becomes natural. It just becomes, a habit that's how our tempo is. That's how we kind of go. And so when you get into games, it's just kind of a carryover and it's not very, it becomes second nature. You don't really think about it. So, but it's something that we always try to just kind of keep that tempo, keep that pressure on the defense. I think we use that as an advantage.
You guys don't have many penalties when you're in that. How is it you keep the linemen and everybody pretty disciplined?
It's just the guys take it upon themselves to do things right. It's using their techniques, using their fundamentals, all that. It's everyone take it upon themselves to do their job, and that's what we, I guess everyone has that mentality. They got to do what their job is, and not give us negative plays by holding or whatever, false starts or any penalties that just really kill our drive. That's it's not good when we inflict penalties on ourselves and just really kind of stop ourselves.
The after Mercedes Lewis had a big game against the Broncos in the opener, it looked like Seattle was trying to isolate Carlson against Dawkins in the second game, and it didn't work out as well for him. What have you seen from Dawkins so far on film?
He's a very very smart player, obviously very experienced. He knows what he's good at, and he knows what his weaknesses are and things like that, so he plays really well within that. He doesn't try to do anything special. He's a very very smart player, and you gotta, he makes you earn everything you get, so it's a full day with him, and you know that coming in, very physical, and so it's a great challenge. He's a very good player.